four times when I can see God, by Krishna's mercy. Quote, O son of Kunti, Arjuna, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon, the syllable Om in the Vedic mantras, I am the sound in ether and ability in man. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.8. You're on a mini road trip. It's not cross-country, but it spans several states. This means that you get a view of different places, from the most urban to the most rural. As you are cruising along the highway, a billboard catches your eye. It says, after death, you will meet God, with the word will in italics. Then there is a phone number below. The message is pretty obvious. Be afraid of your actions. Don't think that you will get away with sin. If you are interested in correcting the situation, contact the people represented by the phone number. There will come a judgment, and you don't want to risk being punished. Transitioning to Vedic culture, the concept of judgment carries over, but not necessarily the same meeting with the divine. There is a god of justice, known as Yamraj, who gives the judgment as to where the next birth will take place. At the same time, God can be seen in a variety of other situations. 1. The sun rising. You've had a tough night in bed. Sleep didn't come easy. Too much caffeine the day before. You are swearing off that poisonous substance going forward. You can tell just how little you slept by the fact that the sunlight coming through the window surprises you. It marks the beginning of a new day, and to those with an enhanced perception it is a way to see God. He is the light of the sun. He is the essence of so many objects and people. He is the life of the living, which means that just seeing another person is a way to get a glimpse of God. Many people have this experience when welcoming a new child into the world. 2. Drinking water. With the divine, the interaction is not limited to sight. This means that we can see God through other senses. The taste of water is an example. Enjoy the cool and refreshing beverage, and immediately become conscious of the author of all things. 3. Death. This is where the billboard requires a slight correction. The atheist goes a long time denying the existence of a higher power. They speculate as to the origin of things, as to what gave intelligence to the amazing creation. Despite their refusal to acknowledge, at the time of death they must submit. Death is also time, and it is a direct representation of God. It is his feature that devours everything material. Since every person dies, God is seen by everyone. 4. Chanting the holy names. The devotees see him before death. They get a glimpse of his image through something as simple as sound. That is why they regularly chant the holy names, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This meeting is superior to the concept of Judgment Day. If you're going to see God, might as well make it an enjoyable experience. The Sanskrit name Krishna says that God is the most attractive person. A full meeting with the original personality becomes enjoyable when in the proper mood. An adversary doesn't get the same benefit, and in the end they are forced to acknowledge the person of God through his instrument of death. God can be seen all around us, even if we lack eyes. There is the power of consciousness, which every living being has. Therefore, no one is shut out completely from the divine mercy. The opportunity is available, making the human birth especially valuable. In closing, billboard on highway scaring. How you on judgment day faring? Said that God to meet at that time. Repent now or hell's fire to find. Better understanding to see him today. Taste of water, light of sun for new day. Chanting holy names more complete too. Conscious being any of senses through.